It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time for All Tech Considered. We begin in Las Vegas, where the tech world is gathering for two different conferences. Black Hat and DEF CON are both dedicated to hacking and security, and they bring together a wide range of interested parties, from security researchers to hackers to leaders from the federal government. NPR's Steve Henn will be there, too, and he joins us now. Hey there, Steve.
Hey.
So why two different hacker conferences?
Well, these two conferences have slightly different traditions. DEF CON is a little bit more countercultural, has almost an anarchist feel to it. Black Hat traditionally has been a little bit more buttoned up, and they both attract a variety of really technically sophisticated people to Las Vegas, so it works for both of them to take place during the same week. Many people go to both, but they sort of specialize a little bit.
So what are the highlights?
Well, one of the big highlights will be a talk by General Keith Alexander, the head of the NSA. You might remember that the organizers of DEF CON asked the NSA and feds generally not to come to the conference this year. But the organizers of Black Hat had asked Alexander to speak months before the details of the NSA surveillance program were leaked. And this speech will really be Alexander's first chance to publicly respond to, you know, a growing chorus of voices in D.C. that are calling for new legislation to rein in the NSA's surveillance programs. It should be an interesting speech, and more interesting because it'll take place before a skeptical and technically sophisticated audience. So it's one to watch.
Now, the other big news in the hacking community this week has been the death of Barnaby Jack. And he was a well-known hacker who was found dead in San Francisco last week. But tell us more about him, and at this point, what's known about his death?
Well, Barnaby Jack was really one of the good guys. He spent his professional life hacking products, not for personal gain, but instead to pressure companies to make them safer. He became famous for hacking into ATMs and getting them to spew cash. That hack was known as jackpotting. He was reportedly found dead in his apartment last week. Foul play isn't suspected. The cause of death is still being investigated by the San Francisco Medical Examiner, and we most likely won't have any more answers for a few more weeks. But this has been a tough time in the hacking community. It's tight-knit. Jack was widely considered to be brilliant and well-liked. And he had a talk coming up this week at Black Hat on work he had done on pacemakers, showing that you could attack them remotely and potentially deliver a lethal shock to someone wearing one. He did similar research on insulin pumps last year, and that actually led to changes in the product that made them more secure.
You know, ATMs, computers, I understand that, but insulin pumps and pacemakers, why?
You know, it's actually one of the big themes at both Black Hat and DEF CON this year. More and more things are being connected to the net and having computers built into them. And when that happens, they become vulnerable to attacks like this. So this year, we're going to see research showing that cars can be hacked, toys can be hacked, television sets, as well as things like infrastructure in oil fields and water treatment plants. You know, the researchers and hackers I've talked to say one of their big concerns is that as non-tech industries adopt these technologies, they're not necessarily doing what they need to make them safe.
That's NPR's Steve Henn. Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.